Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Rashad Bateman met with the media during Ravens OTAs in Owings Mills.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Can you just give us a little, maybe a little background on how this all came about, the contract extension for you?
You know, it was just two parties kind of met. We kind of been negotiating since the end of the season, and, you know, it was something that both parties wanted to do, and it just made sense for both of us, and we worked it out. So I'm happy to be here, blessed and fortunate, so keep chasing the Super Bowl.
So it was less of a surprise this year than last?
Definitely less of a surprise this year. This year it made sense to me, for sure, most definitely.
Why did it make sense to you?
Because I feel like I finally did something on the field that was, you know, impressive and something that you can, you know, respect and stand on. Before that, it was a little bit shocking. I had some ups and downs here and there. So, you know, to be able to be here now, it feels good. You know what I'm saying?
Was there a time when you might not have been sure that you were going to be here for 8 or 9 years, when you maybe you didn't know for sure that you wanted to? I mean, like, did it take some time to get there, where this is the right thing?
No, I knew I've always wanted to be here. I just think as a player, you don't know when your time's up. You know, like, you don't know the conversations that I had, you know, when you're not around or in the meetings or those type of things. So, you know, you're always wondering what's going to happen to you. You've seen some of the best players get traded sometimes. So you just never know. But, you know, we've had, you know, some good transparent dialogue throughout this whole process. So they was honest with me. I was honest with them. And, you know, here we are today.
What year did you look at this? You
had your breakout year.
I just know I can play ball, and it's like everybody knows that now, and I'm not here to prove that to nobody. You know, I want to prove that to my teammates, and I work for the Ravens, you know what I'm saying? I work for, you know, Lamar Jackson technically, and if these guys are pleased with, you know, with what I'm doing and, you know, my work ethic and all of that, then I feel like as a team, that's what's important to me. So I've done that, and, you know, I'm definitely looking to continue to build off of that for sure.
You look at the contract as sort of a validation for what you've accomplished and the strides you've made in
this? For sure. Yeah, most definitely. It's kind of how this league works. You get paid if you're doing the right things, you know, on and off the field. And it's a respect thing. It's showing that the organization, you know, believes in me. It's showing that, you know, I believe in them. So, you know, hopefully this thing keep on trucking in that direction.
Does it take trust from between player and organization? If I outperform a contract that I, even if I just signed it, if I outperform that, this organization is going to take care of me.
That's what you would want them to do, but it doesn't guarantee anything. I got a good relationship with DaCosta, and I think, you know, they helped as well. That helped as well. You know, they respect, you know, how I work, you know, how I come in the building, and my teammates do. And, you know, I think that's why I'm still here. I hope so. Not just about, you know, what I do on the football field. So I'm definitely hoping to continue that mindset and that work ethic to continue to prove to the coaches that I'm worthy.
Rashad, I saw you and Coach Harbaugh sure hug on the field there. What did he say to you in that moment?
I don't even know if he was really talking to me. I think I just, like, dapped him up and kind of kept him moving. But Harv has always been a guy that's believed in me since I've been here. Cool guy, and, you know, he's good for the team, and he's good for all of us, so,
yeah. Rashad, you guys have DeAndre Hopkins in the receiver room now, but you're under contract for quite a few more years. You're going to be the veteran leader in this room for a while. How do you approach that role, and how do you see yourself developing as a leader in this locker room?
I'll continue to do what I do, lead by example. Some people are vocal, and some people, you know, lead with, like, the way they work. You know, and Lamar is, like, a good example. You know, Derek is a good example. They might not say much, but, you know, you can tell, you know, when it's time to, you know, get right, you know what I'm saying, and lock in. And I think that's more, you know, what I am. You know, Roquan, he's more of a vocal, you know, leader. Cal Van Noy, he's a vocal leader, you know, but they, you know, they work hard as well. But me, I'm going to show up every day, you know what I'm saying, and work, continue to do that, and, you know, hopefully that helps others around me.
Rashad, what did last season do for you? Just obviously the contract that led to that. What impacted and having you to be able to go through the season healthy, have the kind of year you had, what did it do, not just physically but mentally for you?
Um, I don't know. I just think last year was fun overall. I don't think it helped me really get through anything. I think before the season started, I was kind of, you know, at that point of peace, you know, and I feel like that was a heavy reason to why, you know, I was able to do, you know, those, you know, type of things on the field and have that much success, just because I know I was in a better headspace, you know, throughout the whole year. So, you know, hopefully we keep that mindset as well and, you know, plenty more big plays to come.
Rashad, you play with a veteran like Odell Beckham. Now you have D-Hop here. Is there anything that you are hoping to pick his brain about? Is there anything you want to take?
I mean, not nothing in particular, but I think with a guy like that that's done so much in the league with so much respect, you know, I'm ready to ask him anything, you know, as far as, you know, catching, hands, route running, body, taking care of your body, what you do when you was in year one compared to year five. You know, it's a lot of different variables. I'm a deep thinker, so I'm not like a one question guy. You know, if I'm ask a question, I want to, you know, keep digging until, you know, I really figure out, you know, the best way to do something. And D-Hop has already been a, you know, a good vocal leader for us, you know, as far as to helping us with the young guys. And I definitely trust that he'll continue to help us out in that way.
Rashad, with Hopkins signed here, you played a little bit in the slot last year. Do you expect that to be a bigger role for you this year, kind of power slot guy?
I honestly don't know. I really never know. I really never know, bro. So you just got to be prepared for it all. Just show up and be ready to play. So I'm going to just continue to do that, yeah. Whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do. I just like playing football, and at this point, bro, I'm grateful for it all. So, you know, they throw me in the slot, throw me at tight end, the chip block, whatever. I'll do it, especially now. I'll be all right, yeah. Yeah.
Not many players get three contracts with the team. Did you take a minute to kind of take that in, especially since early on there was kind of some tumultuous days with the injuries and all that, that you were able to be a guy who was a three contract guy here?
I just think for me it hits different when, you know, it's a receiver here. Well, we all know the perspective here, and, you know, we've been through a lot. We go through a lot. We continue to go through a lot, you know, when it comes to facing backlash here and there or wherever it may be. But it definitely, you know, I'll just say it means a lot, you know, to be able to start something new here, you know, something fresh when it comes to the receiving room. And, you know, hopefully we continue to, you know, make plays and, you know, change the narrative of what we have here.
Rashad, you mentioned your relationship with Aaron Acosta earlier. Mm-hmm. He's publicly said over the past few seasons he's bullish about your talent. So mm-hmm. What does it mean to you just to have him kind of stick beside you, continue to defend you, and continue to find you?
It means a lot. I mean, that's coming from the top man that, you know, that pay us. So honestly, you know, if you got, you know, got that respect from him, you know, it means a lot. And, you know, hopefully that continues to develop and, you know, grow over the time of me being here. But being able to build a relationship with him, you know, even all the coaches, it's been real good and it's been real beneficial.
Have you had an opportunity to share with your family? What was their reaction?
Nah, I told my mom about a couple of days ago, but I haven't called her yet. I kind of signed and then came to work after that. So I'm going to go call her right now.
Yeah. Basketball
group. Who that?
Lamar.
Not yet. I don't know if anybody heard from Lamar. I think so. So we'll find out soon.
All right. Appreciate it, Rashad.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you.